And no sooner had the ships bearing the Palestinian fighters left the harbor when thousands of Israeli soldiers and their Lebanese fascist allies descended like wolves upon the defenseless refugees of these camps and massacred thousands of them, their bodies lying bloated in the sun for many days thereafter, a sight which was to become familiar elsewhere later. Now, who was in charge of that massacre? General Ariel Sharon was actually, literally, standing at the gate of those camps. He was in charge of the floodlighting of those camps so that the butchers of Beirut could go about their killing spree. Now, Rob McKay and I visited 4 years ago another camp called Jenin. It was still smoldering from another massacre where another large number of Palestinian refugees, supposedly protected by the so-called international community, were massacred. This time, General Sharon was not the defense minister. He was the prime minister in charge of the massacre of Jenin.